Hello, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. It's 6 p.m., a little past 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm here today to share with you some more information about the Joyful Manifestation process. I'm not sure if you've attended any of my previous shows, if you've heard any of them. And the thing about Joyful Manifestation is we are trying to bring this process in the form of a talk show so that people could understand how this process works and bring about joyful manifestation energy in their personal lives. Joyful Manifestation is, the whole show is based on my book, Joyful Manifestation, which is available on Amazon.com and a few internet retailers. So let's start with the show today. I had a very interesting question from somebody who wrote to me, and she asked me that her belief systems don't seem to work for her. She says that whenever she goes to get something done, whether it's to apply for a job or if it's for a relationship, she seems to be banging against walls and doors that keep slamming on her face, like slamming shut on her face. And she says that after so many years of trying, she feels she wants to give up. And she asked me this question. She said, is it right for me to give up, or is there still hope for me? She said that she faces this in every aspect of her life. She faces this, like I said, in money, in career, in love, and I think she even ended up in some minor health issues. So that's the question that she asked me. She says, should I give up, or should I still keep hope that something good can happen for me? Now, joyful manifestation is about hope. It is about positive expectations. It is about reaching for what you want in life, no matter what has happened in the past. So if you're looking at it from the point of view of career, then you would say that I never got the promotion that I wanted. My career always stops at a certain point and nothing seems to happen. So that is a belief system that has come about after many years of facing the same situation again and again and again. So what you believe indicates the path that your mind will take in the creation of its stories. Depending on the stories that your mind spins, your thoughts and vibrations go into the universe. So the question is that, what is it that you believe? You believe that you can never get a promotion again, or that you will never get a promotion that matches the kind of promotion that you really want. Another problem that people call me with and talk to me with is when they end up in a temporary position, like a temporary job position, and they're looking for a permanent position, and they just don't seem to get that permanent position. After some time, they start to give up hope. Seeing the same thing again and again and again, you know, even the strongest of the strongest person, mentally strong, physically strong, can start to give up hope. And this is what a lot of people face and are facing on a day-to-day basis. And I get a lot of these emails asking me the same question. Is there still hope, or should I just give up? Should I just give up on this person that I like? Should I just give up on this job that I wanted? Should I just give up on this pay scale that I always dreamed about? Should I just give up? So here's the question. Do you give up, or don't you give up? To answer this question, I have something to say. And that is, we all have an emotional guidance system within us. All of us. I don't know where you think it is exactly located. So I can't say, okay, it's located in your arm, it's located in, it's somewhere in your throat and chest area. So between the, so between your chest and your throat area. So starting from the stomach up to the throat, I think it's around this place that this emotional guidance system, we feel this emotional guidance system exist. So anybody who's in touch with their inner self, with who they are, they will know that they feel this tightness in their chest, this feeling of not being open, this feeling of not, you know, flying in the sky, hope, with the hope, the positive hope that something good is going to happen. So this emotional guidance system tells us what our thoughts are going to create for us. So after some time, after we start thinking negatively for over a period of time, the emotional guidance system is going to give you a lower and lower feeling in your chest area, stomach, chest to throat area, like this whole area that you have over here, especially the chest area. You're going to start to feel a feeling of lack of hope and despondency due to continued thinking negative thoughts. So this emotional guidance system will tell you, oh my God, you are creating negativity right now. And if you continue to create negativity, you're going to experience that in your life on the physical plane. So let's put this to test. And we say, let's say, okay. So you want some ice cream. And chocolate ice cream, something that you like, and it's around 10 o'clock. You're not sure if the store that you normally buy it in, the ice cream shop that you normally buy it in, is open or not. You start to hope that it's open, and you start to feel this feeling in your chest area that, yes, I think that the ice cream shop is open, and I'm going to be able to get what I want. But let's say that it's past 10 and it's, you know, going late into 10:30, 10:45, you start to feel, I don't think it's going to be open today. And I don't think I'm going to get what I want. This is a very simple example. It's about ice cream, and you can, you know, you can almost get ice cream anywhere at any time. So it's not really a big situation, but it's something equal to what happens in life. The feeling of hope and the feeling of despondency starts to set in. The only way to shift this, the only easy way to shift this, is to start to think that maybe I'm not that late. Maybe the store is still open. And maybe if that store is not open, there is another store that's open where I can get the same ice cream. And then you start to think, oh, I do know, I do remember that there are some stores open well after midnight. So here you start to feel more hope, you start to feel more joy. And that's where we are going. That's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for the feeling of joy. Again, this thing about ice cream, this example is so basic. But you can take it and apply it to almost anything that you want in life. You start to give yourself hope. From the place of despondency, you lift yourself up into hope. So how do we translate that into real life? Oh, I never get this promotion. And then the other thought, I'm going to be temporary forever. I will never become permanent in my job. Here's something that you can think about. I've done really well. I think I've impressed my seniors. Everybody's really pleased with the way that I perform. In fact, they feel happy that I even come to work. I think when I come to work in the mornings, a lot of people are cheered up by my presence. And I think that my bosses would feel bad if they lose me. So right there, you're introducing hope into your situation. Now, as you introduce hope into your situation, you start to feel light about the whole getting a permanent job situation and or getting a pay raise or a promotion. You start to make yourself feel happy about how important you are to the place that you work in. If you do this, and you start to bring in more hopeful thoughts about how useful you are and how much people like you, you're the sunshine that enters the place. You're the bright smile that makes people feel when they see you, they don't even need a cup of coffee. They're just awake, they're alert, and they're happy. You're the person that people want to come to talk to. You're the person that they feel takes care of everything. And if you're there, everything is taken care of. So as you start to think like this, your feeling of despondency changes and you start to feel a lot of hope. Now your emotional guidance system, which is inside this whole chest area that we were talking about, starts to feel really, really good. And it starts to match your thoughts with sending happiness and joy in your system. Now, this joy pervades into your aura. As this joy pervades into your aura, it pervades into your surroundings. It goes into the universe and brings back evidence of the truth that you're really wanted. Everybody wants you there. They cannot do without you. And in fact, they were probably just having a meeting discussing how much they want to give you that promotion or the pay raise or the permanent position. This is how it works. And this is not a dream. This is not a fantasy. This is exactly how it works. That your aura, as it starts to expand with all of this hope, this hopeful energy, it starts to radiate into the universe, and the universe, everybody around you starts to show you evidence of how much of a positive impact and influence you have on them. So this is joyful manifestation, where you bring about this energy of joy. And without feeling joy in your system about something, it's very hard to manifest it. If you feel sad about something, there is going to be more evidence as to why. It will justify all this evidence and proof that you see around you will actually justify why you're sad. And then with this feeling of justification, you're going to go, oh my God, I was right. I was right in being sad. You know, all the time, I knew it. I just knew it. My gut feeling told me that something was wrong. And you know what? I've been proven right. So this is another thing that people tell me. I had this gut feeling, Sue, that something's going to happen. Yes, people call me Sue when they're not calling me Sugandhi. And they actually start to feel sad about it. And they're like, my intuition, my suspicion that something was wrong turned out to be right. And what the truth is that they manifested it because they tuned into the negative thought. Their emotional guidance system told them that they're creating negativity. They ignored it. They saw it as some kind of a divine inspiration, intuition, and they actually manifested it. Whereas what they should have been doing is changing that feeling into a feeling of joy and bringing about good energy into the situation and making something good happen. So to all of those people out there who have this gut feeling that something's going to go wrong, please, you can manifest that thing that goes wrong, but the better way to do it is to shift it and to go into a place of joy. And this is the way that you can transform all of the situations that you have going in life and move to a better place where you can actually manifest wonderful things coming from the space of joy. And that is joyful manifestation. Joyful manifestation is using the law of attraction, but it has much more where the information is concerned. It is ultimately the law of attraction working for you, but you become a joyful manifester because you're using this energy of joy to bring everything back to you. And if you really think about it, that's what we are here for, correct? We are here to be happy. We are here to be joyful. We are here to enjoy every little thing that we want to enjoy, including that delicious ice cream. So, having said that, this emotional guidance scale, which exists within you, which works with your thoughts. The thoughts come out of your beliefs about situations, people, places, and things. So you have beliefs, right? And these beliefs give rise to a pattern of thoughts. Now, these thoughts can create various, it's like it impacts your emotional guidance scale, your emotional guidance system within you into feeling this or feeling that, and it will tell you you're not feeling good about this. Now, this doesn't mean that something bad is going to happen, but it's warning you that if you continue to think like that, something bad can happen, something that you don't want. And it gives you a chance to turn it around. Now, having said that, your emotional guidance scale will, if you look into the whole information and the whole scale of emotions that you have joy, empowerment, happiness, passion, positive expectations, optimism, being hopeful, content. So all of these things, all of these emotions are right at the top of the scale. And then you go lower into the scale and you have feelings like boredom, pessimism, doubt, worry, blame, feeling discouraged, being angry, feeling anger, revenge, hatred, rage, jealousy, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, fear, grief, depression, despair, and the feeling of being powerless. Now, when you go down very, very low on this emotional guidance scale, what happens is the feeling of being depressed and powerless, sad, unworthy, all of these emotions, all of these feelings ultimately can get somebody to, you have heard of the worst case scenario, where they just don't want to live. The emotional guidance system is not something that you can sneeze at. It's something that you have to take seriously because if you find yourself going to the lower end of the scale into all of these feelings of being unworthy, depressed, feeling powerless, it is going to have some impact on your mental state, your physical health, and what happens to you in this life. Again, we don't want to make it into very gory or dramatic, but if you spend a lot of time at the lower level of the scale, it can end up in feeling completely hopeless and wanting to give up, and sometimes even the life, in your life itself, which is a precious gift from God. So it's always better to keep going up the scale, and whenever you feel yourself going down the scale to this lower level, start to rise up. Use the joyful manifestation process. Come up again. Go up to the higher levels of feeling positive, hopeful, happy, passionate, and feeling joy. And that's joyful manifestation. We're going to take a small break, a 2 to 3 minute break, and we're going directly into the topic, into the section on sex and love today. We have someone that we want you to talk to, and her name is Nikki Lundberg. We want to introduce her today to you. And let's go on this break and come back soon in 2 or 3 minutes. Thank you and hang on.
Welcome to the Candy Shop.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do.
What we do.
And where we do.
And where we do.
The things we do.
Things we
are
do.
Just between me and you.
Yeah.
Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on. Like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. I right at the right time. Lights on, a light off. She like a so seductive. You should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. With sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone. I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you. Lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back again on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We were talking earlier about the emotional guidance system and the emotional guidance scale, how you can feel what you are going to manifest and go from the lower levels of emotions, fear, depression, et cetera, to the higher levels of emotions, passion, positive expectations, joy. So in the higher level of emotions, that's where you can manifest what you want, the good stuff that you were always waiting for. We're now in the segment on sex and love. I have someone very interesting here today. Her name is Nikki Lundberg, and she is known as Sex Coach Nikki. Yay, Nikki! Welcome on the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to our listeners. And you are a wonderful, wonderful person because I understand that you bring about happiness, joy, passion, the very things that I was talking about in the previous section, you know, the top range of the emotional guidance scale, joy, passion, love, feeling good about oneself, positive expectations. And Nikki, I understand that's what you help people with. Am I right?
That's definitely a big part of it. Yes.
So it's fascinating what you do. So Nikki, what is the definition of a sex coach?
Thanks for asking. Actually, a sex coach is kind of an umbrella term for a couple of different ways of working with someone. So I personally work with people both with verbal coaching and with hands-on work as well. That doesn't mean that every sex coach does that. There is a difference between a sex coach and a sex therapist. So a sex therapist is only talk therapy, and it's there's a lot of guidelines, and they're licensed, and those are the people that have definitely gone through lots of schooling, and they're part of the status quo, so to speak, for the most part. Whereas a sex coach may or may not have certifications, they may or may not have schooling. I myself have a certification as a sexological body worker, and I also got a certification in life coaching with another organization as well. So that's what I do as a sex coach. It encompasses hands-on body work, also witnessing people experiencing pleasure, and that's a way to relieve shame, and then verbal coaching as well.
Wow, that sounds very fascinating. So what type of people do you work with? What are your normal clientele? Who are the people that you feel need your services?
Well, a lot of people could probably use my services.
But, yes, that's true.
The people that I have the most success with are two specific types of people. One type of client that I work with is the couple. Now, this is a couple who is having sex and having, you know, they would probably rate their sex life already like a 7 or an 8. And they just always want to keep getting better. And maybe they are already very adventurous, or they want to start being adventurous. So they need guidance on what's the next step for them. Like, how can it keep getting better and better? So I work with that type of client. And then the other type of client I work with is specifically, men who have some of the most common sexual dysfunctions, such as erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and what's called retarded ejaculation, where it's difficult for them to climax. Mm-hmm. And I work with them through masturbation coaching. I teach techniques to overcome those issues, and also some like talking also through issues. But there's a lot of physical exercises you could do during masturbation to help you with those.
So you help them even with the physical part of it, where you can coach them through it and they can have a better experience.
Right. So I have clients from all over the world, and we usually work together by Skype. So for the single men, or they may or may not be single, but for the guys, I will talk with them and talk about their health in general and their sex life, their history, and then witness their habits, their masturbation habits. And based on that as a starting point, I'm able to recommend different exercises to incorporate. And then you need to incorporate them like 3 to 5 times a week, and it helps. With the couples, as far as hands-on, a lot of times I work with a couple to learn how to give sensual touch. You know, like, so let's say I'm working with a couple and the female is the receiver. So I'll work with the husband to teach him how to touch her. And then I will give her the touch. This is, of course, if they agree to it. I'll give her the touch so she knows what the sensation is that she's looking for. So she can explain it to him what she wants, because she'll have more words, because she'll have experienced it when I touched her.
Again, Nikki, this work that you do of helping people with their sex lives, what is it that brought you to this work? What motivated you?
Well, almost 10 years ago now, I started providing full body sensual massage. And through that, I met a lot of people who were in sexless marriages, who were frustrated with their sex life, and I just knew there would be a need. Also, I was in business, in a different business. I've been an entrepreneur for about 15 years now. And at all my business meetings, my networking events, there was always people that maybe they were super successful in their business, but then at home, their home life was falling apart. So I saw that by applying the techniques these people were learning in business to their home life, with some skills and techniques added in, that it would really help them. And because I'm really passionate about great sex, I knew it would be a good business for me, because it was something that I could stick with through all the ups and downs of being in business for yourself.
So Nikki, again, you know, just following this line of questioning, how much do you think this actually helps people? Do you feel you've been able to help a few people, quite a lot of people? Do you feel that this is the way to go going forward, where relationships are concerned, where people are concerned? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions, but I'm trying to get at, you know, because we have people listening and everybody wants to know, people want to know, why is it that having good sex is important in your mind? What does it do? Mm. Do you have an opinion as to, okay, this is what it does to the brain, this is what it does to people, makes them happy, positive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. We have many facets to us as human beings. And so many times our sexual side is neglected. And it's so important to take that into consideration and to develop your sexuality throughout life rather than neglecting it and letting it wither. That's the only way that you're going to be well-rounded, so to speak. So this is one of the easiest ways to tap into the higher vibrations. Like you were saying in the beginning, one of the easiest ways to tap into higher vibrations is through physical pleasure. And also, if you are one that believes in chakras and energy, you're opening your root chakra, which is also your creative energy. So it's really valuable to be able to tap into that. And that's something else I recommend, is using it in conjunction with meditation. Because once you have all the feel-good chemicals going, then just like what you were mentioning earlier, you can think about and visualize what you want to manifest when you're aroused, and that will be more powerful. When you're doing that with a partner, then you get the synergy of two people doing it together. So that's synergy, is like not 1 + 1 does not equal 2. It's like 1 + 1 now equals 3, because there's the one partner one, partner number two, and then there's the relationship. So that's three things. And you're working together toward whatever it is you're visualizing. Like this, if you want to go in that direction with it, just because you're the joyful manifester.
So yes,
you can
yes.
actually use your sex in your manifesting. So if you are with your partner, you can use that, help each other, giving more pleasure and hooking in to that spiritual realm, that fourth dimension, to help to bring about and manifest your desires.
So one partner's energy combined with the other partner's energy, when it's combined and when they interact with each other and they create pleasure, it creates, would you call it an energy field that attracts riches to you, abundance, whatever it is that you and your partner can visualize into existence?
No, I wouldn't. Like, that's outside of my realm of expertise. So some people would probably call it that. Some
okay.
people would definitely call it that. I know that it helps you to tap into that part of yourself that manifests. And I know, like, different people have different beliefs around what that's called and what that means.
But like you said, that it definitely awakens something in you. So Nikki, is there any tips that you would like to give today to people? Anything, any thoughts? If you were talking directly to them, is there something you want to tell them, some tips that you want to give, any advice, anything that you want to say?
Yes, I would say that number one, slow down. Like, mindfulness is going to be the number one skill to develop above any kind of touch or kiss or sensation. Mindfulness and high quality attention when you're with your partner. Excuse me. So that's the first thing I always tell people. Slow down. Pay attention to what is happening. Slow down. So many people are so fast that we're not even in the moment when we're doing things. Second of all, I always recommend people see what is available in their community, and different cities have different things available. I know if you live in a bigger city like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, they have lots of classes all the time. And then smaller cities may have some here and there. Look for classes. It's a really good way to learn new things and to be exposed to other open-minded people. And it's usually like very safe and structured. For example, I teach classes here in Las Vegas, and I have the female ejaculation class coming up. I teach those usually every January and July. So it's a very safe location where I have a structure. There's information, there's a demonstration, and then an optional guided practice. And everyone understands they can leave at any time if they're not comfortable with nudity or they're not comfortable with practicing. And it makes a huge impact because it's experiential learning. So we learn from two main ways. One is through emotional intensity, and the second is through repetition. So in a class where you're having this experience, that gives you the opportunity to have that emotional experience because you're with people actually practicing. It also ensures that you're learning the techniques and the information correctly so you can go home and practice and repeat and be doing it correctly for your repetition.
Nikki, now that you've brought the Female Pleasure Project into this call, and could you give us some more information as to when it is, what time it is? I know the place, the venue you're going to disclose to each person privately, but How is it that they can contact you?
Well, I post my events in a variety of places. One is on meetup.com, and this is really geared toward locals, my live events, Las Vegas locals. And if you are listening to this and it is January 2018, then you are definitely invited to check out the class. It's also listed on eventbrite.com. And it's called Juicy January, Female Ejaculation. No, it's called Squirting Orgasm Class. That's the title. And that is on Friday night in 8 days. Friday night, the 26th, I think it is, at 7 p.m. And, yeah, you just, if, but I know people will be listening to this on through time, and you can always send me a message through Meetup, Facebook, or email and see if I have any classes going on. I have classes a few times a month. And the theme for this month, like I said, is female ejaculation, but the theme changes every month. So for February will be fellatio February. And this year for 2018, my focus is on female pleasure. And so I'm calling it the Female Pleasure Project. And what this is focusing on the perspective of maximizing female pleasure during all of these activities, because I just see, like, yes, I have a lot of experience with pleasure for men, but it's difficult for women to give pleasure when they are so hungry for pleasure themselves. And I know so many men, I mean, I know women love women also. I'm just saying stereotypically, I see men who are so, they desire to give pleasure. They want to make their partners happy. So that's why I'm starting with putting the focus on the females this year. And I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be starting also a Facebook group. It's going to be international. We're going to make some science around it too, some experiments and stuff. So it's going to be good.
Nikki, am I right in understanding, you know, when we spoke earlier before the show, you are also preparing some videos, materials that you could share with the public? Are these part of your... Okay.
So I have a video website called nikkieslessons.com. And on there is all sexual how-to videos where there's demonstrations and I explain what's happening. So it is X-rated. And you just go on. It's a paid site. You do have to pay to view the full-length videos, but if you do register for free, then you can see the articles for free.
Do you want to give us the name again of the site that people can find this?
Nikkieslessons.com, NIKKISLESSONS.com.
Okay, Nikki. So another place that they can contact you through is your email address, nikki@nikkilundberg.com?
Yes. So I have my sites separated for a few different reasons. But so Nikki's Lessons is just the videos. nikkilundberg.com is all the coaching, like when I work with people in person, some other articles in addition. And then my email is on there also, which, like you said, yeah, it's nikki@nikkilundberg.com.
So, Nikki, the Female Pleasure Project, you explained to us that you wanted to focus a little bit on women receiving pleasure, and that's when they're able to actually involve themselves more in the act of sex and love and give pleasure to men. What is it that drove you? Like, what is the thought, the main thought behind this? I know you explained a little bit about it, but there must be something that struck you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I've been doing classes for about 4 years, 3 or 4 years now. And I see in my classes more men than women. And I believe that's because in our society, it's more acceptable for men to be sexually exploring than it is for women. So women are more hesitant to go to classes. But what happens is women are also the ones that are a lot of times going asexual. They forget how good it feels to have sex, so they stop having it. And they're in, if they're in a relationship, then, you know, what is their partner going to do? That's not going to work. So I wanted to really get into what will work for women to feel pleasure and not feel pressure to perform or an obligation to provide pleasure. It's not an obligation. It needs to come from a place of desire. And the female is not going to feel desire if she feels obligated. So with the Female Pleasure Project, what I'm hoping is by increasing the satisfaction level with females, like I found this on an individual basis, okay, is that mm-hmm. when you increase the satisfaction level of the female, her libido increases as well. So you have to find ways for her satisfaction to increase if you want her libido to increase. And that's like the whole point of the project. Because once that her libido increases, then she's happy to look for a partner to have sex with. But if her libido is low, then she could take it or leave it. Or maybe she doesn't want it at all, like actively avoiding it.
Do you think, Nikki, that if a woman is denied this pleasure, whether, you know, it doesn't matter whether somebody denied her or if she denies herself, correct? Do you think that at some point she can shut down?
Yes. All the sexual anatomy, physiology is definitely use it or lose it. And physiologically, there needs to be a connection between your body and your brain. In our society, most of us are disconnected from our bodies from the neck down. And most of us also experience something called a genital hole, where we don't feel our genitals unless there's great pain or great pleasure. It's just not part of our consciousness. So that comes from not touching them, not looking at them, not using them. When you're more in connection with your body, you are creating the body-brain connection. And the stronger that is, the better. Because then you can really use your body as your guide. You can really feel your intuition. Intuition comes from sensations that come in your body. And so the more you're in touch with your body, the better. And then you won't be shut down.
So, Nikki, the work that you do seems to me to be very, very important for the women out there, the men out there who are listening today and who would be listening to these shows going forward into the future. It seems very important that people wake up and get back in touch with how they feel. And sometimes it could just be that your own senses, your body, your skin, everything, every part of your body, your lips, your eyes, your private, you know, genitals, all of these parts of your body also need love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing here, because again, if you go back to the joyful manifestation, the whole process, it is about being in joy. And if you can help yourself get there, because the senses are a direct pathway. Am I right?
Yes.
It's quick.
Yes.
It's super quick. And people are searching for joy. People are searching for happiness. This is a very, very important way to do this. And Nikki, is that somewhat, I know we're approaching the end of the show. We have probably just a couple of minutes more, but do you think this whole thing is connected with your whole energy system and your sexual energy and bringing the whole energy up so that you can lead a better life?
Definitely. When you're disconnected from your genitals, or if you want to call it your root chakra, or, you know, your microcosmic orbit has a block. I mean, you're blocking your energy. So it's very difficult to have the flow that you want to have when you're repressing or demonizing your sexual pleasure. And that's like a whole nother issue we can't get into. But a lot of times when people are trying to be joyful, they look at sex and pleasure, physical pleasure, as something to be kept hidden and ashamed of.
Sinful?
So, yes. Yes. And it's not. It needs to be incorporated into the rest of your being in order to be full and experience everything.
This is wonderful, Nikki. I'm so happy that you could join us today on the show. And I've learned a lot from you just listening to you. You speak wonderful truths. And that is basically the foundation of our whole being. We're here to experience joy. And your body is a direct pathway to this joy. And Nikki here, you know, you can contact her. Her website, again, is Nikki Lundberg. NikkiLundberg.com. You can reach her and you can work with her, men, women, whoever, everybody's welcome. Nikki can help you lead a happy and satisfied life. Thank you, Nikki, for joining us. I hope you had fun talking to our listeners today.
I did. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. It was an honor.
Thank you again. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Again, you can get my book, Joyful Manifestation, on Amazon.com and other retailers, online retailers. You can also, you know, work with me personally on the Joyful Manifestation process to manifest things in your life, career goals, love, soulmate manifestation. You can visit my website, joyfulmanifestation.com. And I hope you had a wonderful time listening to us today. Thank you again, Nikki. We are coming back in 2 weeks from now. So that's 6 p.m. PST, 2 weeks from now. I think that would be the 1st of February at 6 p.m. PST. Looking forward to talking to you again. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.